Chapter 3 Tangled Up in Groo. They wait for the ibuprofen to start working before they untie me from the chair, which is extremely prudent of them. Right, I say, leaning against the back of the chair and breathing deeply. Boris, what the fuck is this about?
It is to be stopping her from killing you.
Boris glowers at me. He's annoyed about something, which makes two of us.
And to be creating an untappable communication for mission which you have not to be briefed on because...
He gestures at the laptop, and I realize why he's so irritated. They weren't joking when they said the briefing would self-destruct.
Here are your ticket for flight. It's open for next available seat. We'll continue the briefing in St. Martin.
He shoves a booklet of flight vouchers at me. Where? I nearly drop them.
They're sending us to the Caribbean.
It's Pinky. He's almost turning handstands.
Sun, sand, and skullduggery. And we've got great toys to play with.
Brains is methodically packing up the entanglement rig, which breaks down into a big rolling suitcase. He seems amused by something. I try to catch Boris's eye. Boris is staring at Pinky in either deep fascination, pity, or something in between. Where in the Caribbean? I ask. Boris shakes himself.
It's joint operation, he explains. It's European territory, joint Franco-Dutch government. They ask us to operate in there, but Caribbean is American sea. So Black Chamber sent Ramona to be working with you.
I wince. Tell me you're joking. Another voice interrupts, inaudible to everyone else.
Hey, Bob, I'm still stuck here. A girl could get bored waiting.
I have a feeling that a bored Ramona would be a very bad girl indeed, in a your life insurance policy just expired kind of way.
I'm not joking. This is joint operation. Lots of shit to spread all around.
He carefully picks up his dead laptop and drops it into an open briefcase.
Go to committee meeting tomorrow. Take memos. Then go to airport and fly out. Can file liaison report later, after Save the Universe.
Uh-huh. First, I better go unlock Ramona from that containment you stuck her in. I'm coming, I send her way. How trustworthy is she, really? Boris smiles thinly.
How trustworthy is Rattlesnake?
I excuse myself and stagger out into the corridor, my head still throbbing, and the world crinkling slightly at the edges. I guess I now know what that spike of entropy change was. I pause at the door to my room, but the handle is no longer dewed with liquid nitrogen and is merely cold to the touch. Ramona is sitting in an armchair opposite the wall with the holes in it. She smiles at me, but the expression doesn't reach her eyes.
Bob, get me out of this.
This is the pentacle someone has stenciled on the carpet around her chair and plugged into a compact blue noise generator. It's still running. Brains didn't hook it up to his remote. Give me a moment. I sit down on the bed opposite her, kick off my trainers, and rub my head. If I let you go, what are you going to do? Her smile broadens.
Well, personally... She glances at the door. Nothing much.
I get a momentary flicker of unpleasantness, involving extremely sharp knives and gouts of arterial blood. Then she clamps down on it, with an almost regretful edge, and I realize she's just daydreaming about someone else, someone a very long way away.
Honest.
Second question. Who's your real target?
Are you going to let me go once we get through this game of 20 questions? Or do you have something else in mind?
She crosses her legs, watching me alertly. Every guy I've ever slept with died less than 24 hours later, I recall.
I wasn't joking, she adds defensively. I didn't think you were. I just want to know who your real target is.
She sniffs.
Ellis Billington. What's your problem?
I'm not sure.
Bear with me for one last test.
What? She half stands as I get off the bed, but the constraining field prohibits her from reaching me.
Hey, ow! You bastard!